She was great when she was concentrating really hard. Concentration was the main part of the story. She was concentrating very hard on fire. She was concentrating very hard on trying to have some fire dreams. She was sitting at the typewriter trying to write some fire nightmares because she was writing a story about a girl. And the girl had a new apartment and the girl had a great job and everything in the girl's life was very good. Everything in the girl's life was so good that she wondered what was wrong. And one day she was in her apartment and she was on the phone and there was no wolf in her bed at all. She wasn't Goldilocks, and there was a knock on her door and when she answered the door, it was her grandmother, and her grandmother came in, and her grandmother had a big Bonwit Teller bag, and in the big Bonwit Teller's bag there was a lot of tinfoil, and the tinfoil was shining in the light and it made these weird sparkling, and she was looking into the bag and she knew that there was a lot of food in the bag, and she was hungry, but she couldn't be impolite and ask what was in the bag, so she merely took the bag and showed her grandmother around her house. Her grandmother had never been to one of her houses before, so it was quite an experience showing her grandmother how she lived. Her grandmother said, You only have one sink. There's no sink in the bathroom. And she said, well, I only need one sink. Well, I'm only one person. What will I ever do with two sinks? So she showed her grandmother around, and her grandmother had brought her, in fact, a smoke detector. And the smoke detector, she said, now, I know you smoke cigarettes, and smoking cigarettes is very bad, and I'm afraid you're going to have a fire, and I don't want you to burn, so I'm giving you the smoke detector, and I want you to put it up. And so she put up the smoke detector, and she was afraid of fires once she put the smoke detector up, because once you start, it's like umbrellas. Once you carry around an umbrella, you start thinking about the rain, and you start thinking about the point on the umbrella, and how if you hold the umbrella the wrong way, and you trip and you fall, it'll go in your eye, and it's like you're walking down the street, and there's all these fences, and you think you might impale your eye on these fences. Like, I have an incredible fear of this, getting my eyes poked out by sharp things. I was once subject of a psychology experiment, and we had to write down what our three biggest fears were. And it was like a week-long experiment, and I was getting paid okay, and I was friendly with these people. It was the end of the week, and so we would all, during the breaks, compare what we had written down. A lot of it was fill in the blank, and it was very satisfying, because you just filled in the blank, and we're all in good moods. And we would talk about what we had written in. And when you fill in the blank, it's like there's something missing, and then it's not missing, which is like a musical chair. There's no chair, and you drop in. Anyway, so you're afraid of getting your eyes poked out? Like, I had said it as if it was something everyone was afraid of, but they were all afraid of failure. How can you be afraid of failure? It's so big, you know? And so you have these umbrellas, and you carry them around, and then you're afraid of getting your eyes poked out. And it's like the fence, and then it's like the smoke detector.
Does it rain?
Sometimes it does, and sometimes it doesn't. But even if it does in the city, umbrellas are so silly, there's no room for them. And in the country, they're ridiculous because you get wet from underneath. I think umbrellas are ridiculous. The only thing that umbrellas are good for is if you're walking home late at night and you live in a bad neighborhood, and you can fight off people with them. But the thing is, once I did that, I ended up beating up this guy with my umbrella, and then the police came, and I got taken in for beating him up when actually he had been assaulting me. So anyway,
at least you didn't hurt yourself and poke your eye out.
Right. Actually, I know I'll never do that.